Yes, hello and welcome back. I'm Jojo Fraser. It's time for a Mojo Injection, episode 181. It's so nice to be back, and I've got some great guests, great interviews coming up. I wanted to kick off with the topic, just a short pep talk about finding yourself again when you get out of your own way or you lose yourself. And I think back, last year was crazy in ways, and I definitely lost myself through a bit of illness. Some of the things I cringe back, and I talk about this in this episode, but I cringe back even on the podcast. I'm like, some of the things I would have said may have been a wee bit of character, may have been a little bit head in the clouds, may have been a bit like, what? I actually said that. And yes, I explain more in this episode, but just if you have listened to a lot of these podcast episodes, you may have thought last year, oh, Jojo doesn't quite seem herself, or there's something not quite right. Maybe you didn't notice a thing. But yeah, this may explain that briefly. And I just want to talk about finding yourself again, learning to trust yourself again when you've been through some kind of trauma. And yeah, I thought it would be a nice topic, just a short and sharp chat. I hope it's of use, it's of comfort, you can relate it to your own life in some way, and may explain a little bit of, yeah, just the roller coasters of life, baby. But yeah, keeping it real as always. Back to myself in very many ways. We're always learning, we're always growing, we're always changing, but in, I would say, a very stable place right now. And yeah, feeling very thankful for health, feeling very thankful for the simple things. So yeah, let's jump in, guys. Enjoy my little pep talk. I'll be back with my guest Busy Mumsy next week. And yeah, be kind to yourself. Lovely to have you back, and keep looking after that mojo. Be kind to yourself. All my love to you. Mwah. Okay, so a wee pep talk. I wanted to speak about getting out of your own way. Getting out of your own way, what does that really mean? You know, I do this thing when I go through a door and someone's coming out of that door, and I do this wee awkward laugh, and I'm like, you go, which way? Or perhaps if I'm walking towards someone and we both walk the same way to let each other pass, then you do that wee laugh, very British. And I'm like, you go. I don't mind that. It's a bit cringe at times, but it's just a wee thing. Doesn't bother me that much. Quite sweet, polite, nice mannered. Oh, you go. Very nicey. But what about, you know, the things that you want to be more assertive? Like, I'm not saying I want to walk in the door and go, no, you go, and be extremely assertive. Like, that's cute. I'll go with a little awkward laugh. But what are the things that I need to be more assertive with? And I find when you've had a knock, we all have knocks in life. I had a massive knock in 220, and I had another big knock in 222. And I think when you've had a knock, be it grief, be it a serious illness, be it relationships, whatever your thing is, we've all got it. We've all got something, right? Whatever your knock is, I think it can really put a big barrier there. That confidence can just be knocked. You know, I've had times in my life, perhaps think of times in your life, where you've been super confident and you've really owned it and you've been really happy and just loving life and, you know, wow. And then you get a knock and whoa, you're like, oh, that was heavy. How am I going to get over it? Part of it for me was like, for me, it was a mental illness, an acute mental illness. And I didn't think it would happen again. Really didn't. And it did. And I said this in 220, but it's like that. For me, it's like a break from reality. So I go into, I get I guess the doctors would say it's a mood disorder, but it's only happened twice in my life. So it's quite hard later on in life when you're told you've got this. So I can get to abnormal highs, euphoria, dreaming, but I have a break from reality in that I'm just not thinking as a human. I'm thinking as a free-spirited soul. Some of the thoughts are cool, some of them are exciting, some of them are way over the top, some of them are really paranoid or confused. It's a strange thing, but I know that my brain can get to certain places. And you know, people will try and flatter you, oh, there's loads of amazing creative people in the world who have mood disorders, and you kind of need to have a bit of a different wired brain, and you know, there's all these lovely things people say, but that's all good and well. But when you go through something, you have that kind of, oh, like I'll be at the checkout or I'll be driving and I'll just hear myself go, I'm so embarrassed, I'll just get like a flashback, I'm so embarrassed, because I'm back into my ego and my mind, because I'm a human, right? I'm back into that, and I do care about what people think as a human. I do want to be a grounded person. I want to have the balance. I want to keep my roots. I want to be grounded. I want to be present. I want to be really, really present with those I love. I don't want to be just in the clouds. I want to have that balance, and I want to say things that are realistic. I don't want to stop dreaming, but not that kind of over the top dreaming and not really thinking about any boundaries. I want to have healthy boundaries. I want to be myself. I want to find myself again. And you have knocks and you have days where you're like, no. And I'm sure whatever your thing is, whatever you've been through, when you've been knocked, it takes time to pick yourself back up again. When you go through something, when you go through a trauma in life, you go through a challenge in life. And I want to push myself and I want to live my life and I want to speak my truth. But I find sometimes, and it's the emotional health that takes the longest to get back, right? When you go through something big, it's your emotional health that takes the longest. After you may have fixed your mental health or your physical health, it's the emotional health. So be kind to yourself, but also be aware of your own bull. So be aware when your mind's telling you stuff that's holding you back. I was in an acting class last week and I'm in this big hall with a group of people I'd never met. And we're thrown into this exercise where we've got to look into, you know, the eyes of people and deep breathing and match the breathing. And I had to do it 3 times with different people I'd never met. And I wanted to own it. But part of me wanted to burst out laughing. Part of me wanted to sort of smile and giggle. Part of me wanted to let the ground swallow me up. It was intense, right? I wanted to own this and I wanted to be like I would be on a set with a different character and doing this, but it was really freaking, you know, thrown in there. And I did it. I did have one wee moment of almost bursting into fits of laughter, but I got through the task. But it got me thinking about things that we do want, that we do need to own. It could be something simple like how you introduce yourself, or is it an opinion? Do you want to trust yourself again? I think that's partly something with me, like when we get knocked and with the knocks I've had, I'm like, how can I learn to trust myself again? A friend was saying to me the other day, don't self-sabotage, trust yourself. You'll know the answers. And I'm like, I think I need therapy. I don't know how much I trust myself. I want to know the answers, but I'm like, I want to think I know the answers, but I am just learning to trust myself again. I'm learning. Now, some people saw me when I was on, you know, when I was in this sort of state, and they were like, you know, I can still perform at certain things, I can still speak certain things, but I can function in ways, but just in some ways, but just not in others. It's strange because you go through something like that. And then you come back to yourself. So maybe you've lost yourself. Maybe you've lost yourself through a relationship, through the grieving process, through something that happened at work, through stress, through a physical illness. Maybe you've lost yourself and you're just trying to find your way back. You've lost yourself. And what I would say is, take time to be kind to yourself and process stuff. And even if something hasn't, like, just say you've created stuff and you're scared to go back to that. I see it as not everything is to be shared. So maybe something you created was just for you. Maybe there was something you did that didn't manifest in the way you wanted it to, but that was still a lesson. So seeing things as, you know, there's still lessons. And just being so kind to yourself and surrounding yourself with people that love you and that get you and accept you and let you speak your truth and let you and are patient with you when you try and find yourself and try and trust yourself again. You know, things like therapy are great, but there's massive waiting lists. If you can afford to go private, great. But if you can't and you've got, you know, you're waiting on therapy, it's like you need to just take time to process your thoughts, take time to write things down, to journal things, to speak to people, to share your fears. And sometimes you'll get really great advice, or sometimes it'll just come to you when you're out in nature, you're out in the fresh air and you're being kind to yourself and you're getting yourself out of bed, you're getting yourself out of the house, just taking time. And kindness, be really, really kind. Confidence can come and go in life. It's okay to have your confidence knocked. It's okay to lose your way a bit. That's going to happen. If you felt amazing and $1 million all the time and you were fired up with confidence, then, well, I don't think that would be normal, because you wouldn't have gone through anything. You wouldn't have had, you wouldn't have made mistakes, and we all make mistakes. So maybe you're beating yourself up for mistakes, or you're beating yourself up for something that's happened that you can't control. Things freaking happen. I said in the blog I wrote a couple months ago when I was processing stuff, like, things happen and sometimes we don't know why. And something for me is if you're a big thinker, and I am quite if I get into something, I really freaking go for it. And I was chatting to my mental health nurse and she was saying, you know, it's very common for people if they go into something too much. So it could be something like Buddhism. If you really go in all in on your faith, or you really go in on a project, or you really go on in something and you immerse yourself too much in certain things, it can make you really unwell. So it's knowing, for me, it's like learning, like trying to trust myself again. Well, I don't want to just become like a no person and not try anything. But I'm scared if I push myself too much and I do too much, that it'll be too much for my brain and my mind. And it's learning to trust yourself and learning to see patterns, what happens when you go a certain way. Not being afraid to ask the big questions. But we're all on this little journey of discovery. We've all got different personalities and triggers and mindsets. And it's just being open. It's being open to it. So yeah, that is my little pep talk for the week, guys. I'm going to be back next week with the guests. Looking forward to that. And looking forward to chatting again. So hope you're good. Be kind to yourself. And all the love. Mwah. Well, I guess a very apt song. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 I'm back, baby. I'm back. Feels good to be back. We can all lose ourselves, right? A little bit of Eminem without me. We can all lose ourselves, and that's fine. But just be thankful when you get back. You get the mojo back. You get yourself back. Don't be ashamed of it. It's easy to get ashamed. It's easy to cringe. That's natural. You're going to get memories. You're going to get reminders. But shake that puppy off. Stand tall. Turn the music up. And remember that you are freaking awesome. And that we have to go through these things to bounce back stronger. You go off the road sometimes, and that's okay. It's totally okay. It's okay to lose yourself. But just really appreciate when you find yourself again, when you find your way back. And if you do still feel a little lost, always know that there is a way back. Just takes a wee bit of time. All my love. Mwah.